Good morning. The storm system that brought the snow, the rain, and now cold temperatures our way is departing off the eastern seaboard. High pressure is building in, drying things out. So although there is no precipitation in the area across interior New York and New England this morning, we do have areas of black ice that have formed with the refreezing of the melting snow and the rain. Temperatures have been dropping all night long, and this morning we're finding readings mainly in the single digits and teens. And with a slight breeze out of the northwest, wind chill values are mainly between 0 and 10 above. So that's what we're waking up to early this morning. With high pressure dominating the weather picture, it'll be dry and sunny all day long. But with that low sun angle this time of year, it will struggle and take all day long to get readings back through the teens and into the lower 20s for afternoon highs. Clear and cold tonight, with lows going back between 0 and 10 above in most places. But a bigger rebound tomorrow, with high pressure settling off to our east, we'll start to see a return southerly wind flow. And with a good amount of sunshine on Tuesday afternoon, readings will climb through the 20s and into the lower 30s. A weak disturbance will pass by to our north on Wednesday, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds but dry weather. And with some light wind mixing in, we'll see temperatures climb into the mid-30s. Another disturbance with a little more moisture associated with it will swing through on Thursday, so a chance of rain or snow showers. However, temperatures will be back to the middle and upper 30s. And a ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will build in for the end of the week, and this will push temperatures up toward the 40-degree mark on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Right now, it looks like Saturday and Sunday will be mostly quiet for the holiday, with a few rain showers on Saturday and dry weather on Sunday for Christmas Day. Highs will be in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the strong cold front that was responsible for all of the storminess and gusty winds over the eastern United States has now cleared the coast. However, the southern flank of this front will slowly advance southward across the Florida Peninsula through tomorrow, with associated showers and thunderstorms. Behind the front, very cold air persists across much of the country. Freeze warnings and wind chill advisories are in effect all the way down to South Texas. Meanwhile, a new storm approaching the Pacific coast will produce another round of rain and mountain snow. Some freezing rain may be possible for interior valleys where a shallow layer of sub-freezing temperatures exist. Avalanche warnings have been issued for the Cascades of Washington and Oregon. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 2 below 0, with a northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 13 degrees, the dew point 1, 59% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.72 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Fort Myers and Sanford, both in Florida, to a low of 39 below zero at Hoover, South Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, scattered snow showers, and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 33, that's 5 degrees above normal. 29 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow, 8.3 inches of snow for the month, which is 1.3 inches above normal, and 10.6 inches of snow for the season, which is a half inch above normal to this point. There were 32 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 617, and 1,773 for the season, which is 247 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 20, the record high, 54, set in 1895, and the record low, 13 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but cold today, with highs in the mid to upper teens. Clear and cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny but cold today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight with lows 5 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as cold, lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Wednesday, mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers on Thursday, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Friday. The next system will bring a few rain showers on Saturday for Christmas Eve, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 40s. And right now it looks like a mix of sun and clouds for Christmas Day on Sunday, with highs again in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.